Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for this teleconference. I hope everybody's got the presentation that is available on our corporate site. With me is Grzegorz Kosakowski, a member of the board and CFO, Nina Grabos, our IR director, and Urszula Strych, our PR director. So if we can start with the presentation, and first I would like to describe you how we are looking at the advertising market at the moment. So as you can see on page number two of the presentation, we are estimating that the whole advertising market grew by 7.6%. It was mainly due to the internet and television. We believe that the internet grew by 27.4%, and spending on television grew by 13.8%. Outdoor was down by 1%, radio by 4.3%, and press, that includes the magazines, the drop was 5.9%, and dailies were down by 9%. On the bottom right diagram, we're showing you the number of recruitment ads in dailies. Of course, that it doesn't represent the whole market because it doesn't include the internet, the classified internet, because it's very hard to have a solid number. But as you can see, even though there is a slight improvement, it's still in the reds and it's still below the water. And as you remember, we are always looking at this number of the recruitment ads in dailies as a leading indicator showing us where we are standing with the advertising market. To sum up, the situation in advertising market seems that we are observing the first signs of the stabilization going forward. Moving to the next page, our financial performance of the whole group. As you can see, our revenues were down by 5.5%, and we managed to cut the cost by 9.1%. Almost most of our costs were down, except staff costs, because the staff costs, there is a slight increase in staff costs, results from the higher achievement rates of the budgetary objectives. There is a big drop in promotion and marketing by 11.5%, and it's, mind you, it's not only related to the lower prices of the media passes and limited scope and number of our advertising campaigns, but also that during the Smolensk tragedy, we decided to suspend or withdraw some of our campaigns during the second quarter. Now, in revenues, we are happy to say that our revenues were higher than last year by 0.5%. I think that's the first time since third quarter of 2008. The bottom line is that we improved the EBIT and the EBITDA and the margins, and we are pretty much satisfied with the net results. Moving to the next page, the performance of the newspaper segment that includes Gazeta, Metro, Special Projects, Printing Division. The revenues were down by 8.6%, but the operating costs were down by 16.4%. Again, if you're looking on the cost side, if you look at the staff cost, there's a slight increase as well, due to the factors that I just mentioned before, meeting the budgetary objectives. And again, there's a big drop in marketing and promotion, mainly not only due to the lower prices, but lower cost of the media purchase, but also that during the Smolensk tragedy, we decided to withdraw some of our campaigns or suspend them during the second quarter. The end result is that we managed to improve in the second quarter and in the first half of the year our EBIT and EBITDA and the margins as well. Going to the next page, just the landscape, what's going on with the newspaper, with Gazeta itself. As you can see, there's a decline in copy sales in all dailies, but what is the most important for us, there is a distance between us and our competitors. and it's a healthy distance between us and other quality newspapers. In terms of the readership, that is a very important factor for the advertisers, because that's how the advertising campaigns are allocated, based on the readership figures, not on the copy sales figures. So you can see that we are right now the most popular quality daily and the second popular daily at all, in compared to fact that fact it's a tabloid newspaper and we are a quality newspaper. Even though our revenues from copy sales are down and the copy sales itself is down, we managed to increase our average revenue per copy sales by 8.1%. And what is important, we managed to increase our market share by 1.5 percentage points in a daily's advertising market. Moving to the next page, Metro. We are very much satisfied with the Metro results, because they managed to increase the revenues by 2% compared to 9% drop in dailies in the second quarter. And for the whole first half of the year, Metro was down by 7% and the whole market was minus 12. The result was that we have a positive EBITDA results. In the second quarter is 1.3 million, and for the first half is 2 million zlotys. It was a hard time for the special projects. It was not a very good quarter for the special projects, so we end up with a negative EBIT at the level of 0.3 million zlotys, but still for the first half of the year, it's still a positive result of 1.7 million EBIT. Moving to the next page, Internet. Revenues are growing, grew by 35.6%, and the operating costs grew only by 9.9%. As you can see, the only increase on the cost side is in the promotion and marketing line, and it's not a very a big increase looking at the nominal value. We're very satisfied with the growth of the number of really users in Gazeta.pl, because we're growing faster than the whole market. As you can see, we managed to increase by 16.4%, and right now we have 11.5 million users. In terms of the revenues, we're growing faster than the market, because when we are looking at the segment that we are in display and email marketing, and the whole market grew by 28%, we grew by 64%. And so we pretty much satisfied with these results. And we are fighting for the second position to be the second largest portal in Poland, because we are right now number three. So you can see right now that increasing the reach of our portal help us to monetize our assets in Internet. On the next page, Outdoor. Revenues were down by 6.4%, but we managed to cut the cost by 13%. The only increase on the cost side was the promotion and marketing. It was due to the some social communication campaigns and joint non-profit commercial campaigns as well. Again, if you looking at the nominal value, there are not, it's not a lot of money. There's a slight drop in our market share by 1 percentage point. It's mainly due to the portfolio of clients that were using our system during the second quarter, and the portfolio of the system that we are having in IMS. Moving to the next page, magazines. The revenues were down by 5.8%, and the operating costs were down by 1.6%. Most of the costs were down and are under control, and the only increase in promotion and marketing, and it's mainly due to the shifts of some of the campaigns from the first quarter to the second quarter. And we are maintaining our market share more or less at the level of 12.6% among the monthlies. We're happy that our copy sales on the Our important titles like Avanti or Cztery Kąty or Dziecko, we are number one or number two in those segments. On the bottom right corner, we are showing our activities in the internet, that we are using the content from the magazines, and we are happy how these websites and the services that are using the content from the magazines are getting more and more popular, and the growth of really users on these services are pretty much substantial. Moving to the next page, Redia. The revenues were down by 7.3%, and the operating costs were down by 10.4%. All the costs are really under control, as you can see. So we managed to improve in the second quarter our EBIT margin and our EBITDA margin. We are happy that our audience share in the cities of broadcasting is growing, in Talk FM and in our Golden Oldies format as well. We are maintaining or even slightly increases our market share by 0.5%. And on the bottom right corner, again, we're showing our activities in internet, how we are using the content that we are producing or owning within our radio segment in internet. And you can see the increase in popularity of one of our services, Tuba FM, and it's pretty impressive that right now we have, it's not only the number of people that are using the service, but the time that's spent on the service is growing as well, because it's right now in May it was 76 minutes per user in those services. So to sum up, I hope we are delivering what we promised at the beginning of the year. We are controlling the cost and quote-unquote trying to change the fixed costs into variable costs, just to make sure that we can accommodate the company to the different scenarios on the market. We are, as you can see as well, we are building and strengthening our internal synergies between the media as well. We're trying to monetize our content that is in our hands much better, and the increase in the reach help us pretty much to do so. And of course, as you know, we announced signing a preliminary agreement to purchase 84% of the shares of Centrum Filmowe Helios. We've got the approval from the President of Competition and Consumer Protection, and right now we are taking the next steps to finalize this agreement. More or less, that's it, and we will be happy to answer any question that you might have.